Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Connect on Post-Show Recaps. That's right, the We Got Y'all crew is here to cover all things black. But for real, we're here to cover black prestige television, celebrate black art through television and media, movies, and all other visual platforms. I'm your host, I'm one of your hosts, Mari Forth, and with me today, I guess, is a man who has four black grandparents, Chappelle. Cool. How are you doing?
I'm black. Yeah, no, I'm joking. I'm good. Mari, this is so exciting. The Connect is here on YouTube. We are Visual yes. Connect now. You know, for our OG listeners, you can check us out on youtube.com/postshowrecaps. And you can see us weekly dropping content now, like Mari said, celebrating black art and black media and talking about our favorite blackity black shows. And so this is going to be so much fun. I feel like we need to introduce ourselves like officially to the people who have never seen us before, you know?
I agree. But also, I just want to say, if you've been rocking with the Connect for the last few years, you know that we are nothing without our fearless leader, LaTanya Starks. She is not here with us today, but of course she will join us when she can. And today, Chappelle, like you said, we are like reintroducing ourselves. We're relaunching ourselves. But can you explain to the people who may not know who we are and who may be new here? What have we already covered?
Oh, yeah. So this is the Connect on Post-Show Recaps. It came from the idea that Mari, LaTanya, and I were talking about some really cool prestige black television shows that weren't getting a lot of coverage as far as other podcasts. People weren't talking about them as much. But in our little communities, we would hear a lot of buzz about them. So we thought, we got to talk about these things. And so we decided to talk about the final season of Insecure. And that was a blast. But it was only the final season, right? And so we didn't really get to pick up any steam there. So we thought that wasn't enough. Let's talk about the final season of Atlanta.
Well, the final two. The final two.
Five. Yes. The final three two and four. Seasons of Atlanta. We did three and four, and that was a great time. And then we're like, huh, what else should we do? So we picked up the final season of Snowfall. So, all that to say, We're on a roll, just picking up on a lot of these good Black shows at the end of their run. So we decided, let's do the connect. Let's connect all these shows together, and then let's connect the listeners to these Black shows when they start, you know, and when they're brand new. And then let's even go cover some old stuff and connect them to that. And so after that, we talked about Swarm. I didn't say The Swarm this time, Mari.
Nope, Swarm, you didn't.
On Amazon Prime. It was a lot of work, a Herculean effort to not say The Swarms. But we talked about Swarm, and then we talked about something else, right? Is that it? Is the last
one? I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, we then talked about Ladies First, the hip-hop documentary, docu-series. We just covered it. But now here we are trying to figure out what's next. What's up next for the Connect on post-show recaps? What else can we bring people? What else do you want to hear, the listeners? And so if you're new, let us know. That's Mari. I'm Chappelle. LaTanya's not here. But we're also going to have some other, you know, co-hosts maybe pop in every now and then to help us out. But we want to make sure that we service all the people who are tuning in with the Connect who want to hear us talk about Black media. Did I do good enough, Mari?
That's perfect. That is definitely perfect. And that is what we covered in the past. And you can always go back and listen by going to Apple Podcasts, or you can go to postshowrecaps.com/category/PSR-connect to get all of our stuff there. Or like Chappelle said, you can watch us here on the post-show recaps YouTube page. We're right here, our pretty faces. And now that we've gotten all of that out of the way, let's talk about what we are going to be covering in the months ahead right after this very quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Break's over. It's time to get into what we will be covering going forward. I'm very excited, Chappelle, because we have three properties lined up that I cannot wait to talk about. First up, we're going to be talking about Changeling. I almost added a the there too.
I thought it was the. It's not the Changeling.
It's not. It's not.
You're lying. You're lying.
That's a movie.
Like a rug. Stop it. That's not true. Hold on. Let the Changeling. It say the. I'm going to go with the because his mama named it.
It do not say the.
It do say the.
I don't believe you. Oh my God. Okay. Anyways.
Okay, anyway. We don't believe me or your lying eyes.
Changeling is a TV series premiering this Friday, September 8th on Apple TV. The synopsis is as follows. It says, this is what happens when you're live. I know, when you're live. Apollo and Emma's love story is a fairy tale until Emma mysteriously vanishes. Bereft, Apollo finds himself on a death-defying odyssey through a New York City he didn't know existed. Like, they didn't need all them big words in that. But
no, I was like, do I want to watch this?
I know. It feels like it told you absolutely nothing. The trailer looks so interesting, though. The show stars Lakeith Stanfield, of course, of Atlanta fame, Get Out fame, Clark Bacco, Adina Porter, and many, many more. Episode directors include Jonathan Van Tulliken. Sorry, Jonathan. Dana Gonzalez. I know. And one of our favorites, I'm pretty sure I can say that, Melina Matsoukas is a director of an episode or two here as well. Famously directed a few episodes of Insecure, directed Beyonce. Melina is amazing. So can't wait to see what those directors come up with. And it's apparently based on a novel by Victor Laval. And it was written for television by Kelly Marcel. And if I remember correctly, Kelly Marcel, she brought 50 Shades of Grey. It was the first one and she did, you know, that one was pretty good, I guess.
I've never seen it, but I've heard mixed reviews, Mari. So
the reviews are mixed because the story itself is not good, but she adapted it very well.
Right, know, exactly.
Chappelle, what excites you about covering Changeling?
Well, I mean, you did start off by pointing out that Melina Matsoukas is one of our faves. I mean,
yes,
she basically directed Rihanna. You know, this is We Found Love video. That's what I think of when I think of Melina Matsoukas. So that's very exciting as well. I think that she did Queen and Slim, we've made reference to on our podcast about Atlanta. I believe people were leaving that black owned sushi restaurant to go watch Queen and Slim or something like that. Go check that out if you want to hear our Atlanta coverage. It was a good time. But but Lakeith Stanfield is somebody who we really got to talk a lot about when we talked about Atlanta. He's very fun to watch as a actor because he's very much in one of those one of those people who does like the quirky roles, right? Like he's not the everyday, you know, black man in a business suit, you know, role, or he's not the typical action star with the guns. He plays more offbeat, kind of left of center roles. And so I thought, okay, if this is a Lakeith role, it's going to be very interesting. We saw him as Darius in Atlanta, but also like we've seen him in a lot of other kind of like just different various roles where he kind of transforms himself.
So I'm very excited to
see, the range on this man. So I'm very excited to see him in this role. Mari, what do you think about Lakeith?
I mean, like he's shown us his acting chops from like The Photograph to Judas and the Black Messiah. Like it's one of the main reasons why I want to watch this show. Because honestly, we watched the trailer. I can't tell you what it's about. Like, I know he's holding a baby. I know he's running through weird streets in New York. I think somebody said it's giving like Black Pan's Labyrinth or something, a Black Labyrinth. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I love trailers that are like obtuse like that. So I have no idea what to expect, but I'm excited that he is helming it. It feels like a black noir horror, but it feels like it's going to be darker. I did see there were some criticisms. The first three episodes actually drop this Friday, and some critics have already seen three episodes, and I've seen some negative criticisms for it, but here I don't put anything into that, mostly because again it's for us, by us. I'm wondering if some of the stuff is going over some of these people's heads. From what I understood was some of the criticisms, they said it's very atmospheric, like horror, very, very slow horror style. So some people said it was like really beautiful, but they didn't know what was going on, which I'm here for that. I'm fine to be confused.
It's fine.
I watched Yellow Jackets. I watched The Shining Girls. Like, right. I'm okay with being confused sometimes.
Yeah, we can have weird black people stuff too. You know, exactly. It can be confusing and we can figure it out. Look, you covered The Swarms and to cover Swarm, and it was weird as hell, you know, but it was such a good watch. And so that was kind of my first time watching something, you know, with that vibe. You know, those last couple seasons of Atlanta kind of had some spooky vibes too. But yeah, the Hero Marad, you know, directed episodes especially. But here, yeah, this is going to be kind of like my, you know, I'm still tiptoeing into the waters of this kind of like horror genre that we're in right now. So that's going to be very fun to watch. But you got to give it a chance, right? Or you're never going to know.
Exactly. And I love, so I wish Latanya was here because I know she's also a fan of, like, I love horror. I love this new reemergence almost of Black horror with a different take, you know. Shout out to, of course, Get Out and everything that Jordan Peele is doing. It really feels like with Get Out, Jordan Peele ushered in a new era, and we've said this on a lot of our other podcasts, but a new era of like Afro surrealism, of horror noir that has to do with like racial issues, like subtle racial issues. And I love it when it's done right. I love it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very interested in where this ride is going to take us. I was trying to look up the actress, Clark Bacco. I think she will be playing Emma in the It Is the Changeling. I see it. Okay, you was right. You was right. Whatever.
Now change the other one to the Swarms, and we go.
And I don't really recognize any of the TV shows that she's been in.
You didn't watch The Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, I didn't.
That would be up your alley.
I did. I watched, but I only watched like the first two seasons of The Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, I only watched the first two seasons, and then it just got too sad. You know, like once it's like, I was like, this is hitting too close to home, so I had to stop.
You better than me. I got through one American episode of that show, and I closed the laptop and went on about what I was doing. That was too much. It was too close to home. There's a lot going on. They beat the hell out of some girl at the end of it. I was like, all right, time for me to go. So, I'm not familiar with Clark Bacco, but I'm sure she's very talented. If she was in The Handmaid's Tale, which we know is a great show, I'm seeing a couple of these projects. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like she has a supernatural background here almost.
Well, it was a billion episodes, so she could have been anyone.
Letterkenny, which is a comedy, but like, yeah. So I'm definitely excited. Definitely go check out the trailer. I want to say go check out the trailer if you want to know more, but honestly, again, like I said, the trailer was just
vibes,
confusing.
Just vibes.
Yeah. But it's fun. Like, we're here. We're gonna cover it. And I think this really does fit into the Connects type of coverage because it feels like it's Apple TV. So Apple TV has a really good track record when it comes to prestige television. It has it feels like it's gonna have, like we said, that the Black horror elements. Maybe it won't. We don't know. But we're definitely going to find out, and hopefully you stick with us and find out as well.
Yeah. Mari, you're a vampire girly. Did you watch True Blood?
Yes, I did. But I'm not going to lie. I gave up on a few of those last seasons. I was like, even I can't do it.
As you should have, but I stuck it out like many of us did. So dumb, so young. But Adina Porter is in here as well. And she was in True Blood, man. I hated her in True Blood, and so I'm very excited to see what she does here, because I believe she was Tara's mom in True Blood, and she was awful. And so seeing her in this role, I'm excited because she's so good in everything that she's in.
She's
like,
so
literally
good.
This woman is amazing. And so I'm excited to see what happens when she meets Lakeith Stanfield in this role. I believe she is Apollo's mom, so she'll be playing his mother in this role, so that'll be fun.
And Adina Porter has been doing so great over on the American Horror Stories franchise as well. Got a good resurgence from that. You know, the seasons are up and down, but she's never been up and down, you know.
One of the goats for sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely not watching that new season either.
Of Horror Story? Are we up to like number 11 at this point?
I literally lost count. But it's the Kardashian is in there. So
which one? All of them?
The main one.
Kimberly? The big one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not like big, like large, but you know, like the big one, you know, famous one. Yeah.
I'm done. Okay. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Look, I've been if you watched Coven, maybe Murder House, Hotel, then you good. You've done the research.
Roanoke was good though. Roanoke brought me back. It brought me back. I really liked it. I liked the duality of Roanoke. That was pretty cool. But yeah. So yeah, maybe that's Changeling will give us something like that. But we will be covering Changeling weekly starting the week after it premieres, which is this week, going on until October 15th. So, you know, we'll be here for the long haul for that one. So make sure you are subscribed and sticking with us. Mm-hmm. Next up, we will be covering The Other Black Girl. It's a Hulu TV series that drops all 10 episodes. Because Hulu wants to kill me.
They wants to make you work, girl.
It drops all 10 episodes on September 15th. The synopsis reads, Nella, an editorial assistant, is tired of being the only Black girl at her company. So she's excited when Hazel is hired. But as Hazel's star begins to rise, Nella spirals out and discovers something sinister is going on at the company. And this series is also based on a book. It's based on a novel by Zakiya Delilah Harris. Me and Asia will be covering The Other Black Girl. We will be covering it in batches, a few episodes at a time. The show stars include Sinclair Daniel, Ashley Murray, Bellamy Young of Scandal fame, and
Melly,
Mother.
What?
Yeah. Melly will be in here. And Queen Mother Garcelle Bouvet, you know, Fancy,
yes,
is going to be pants. Holding it down. Yeah. So now this series right here, I'm excited. Okay. The directors include Mariama Diallo. Shout out to my twin, Aurora Guerrero and Naima Ramos Chapman. Again, like I said, series writers do include the author herself, Zakiya Delilah Harris, Cara Brown, and Rashida Jones. That's one of your faves, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we like Sheeta. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm so excited to be covering this because from the trailer, like this feels like one of Jordan Peele's sons. You know what I'm saying? Like it is a tense suspense, maybe tense horror about a Black woman who's working in basically an all white firm. And then she gets another Black woman comes and it's kind of like talked about like the balance of sisterhood in white spaces or workforce spaces. And then it has like a sinister tint to it. When I tell you, I cannot wait to watch this. I need to know what the sinister twist is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chappelle. Yeah. What did you think of the trailer?
Look, you got these two Black women being toxic toward each other. I've seen this before, y'all. I'm just,
stop it.
The trailer is scary, you know, like, because you can tell something's gonna happen, mm-hmm. but you can't tell what it is. And like, I don't know which one I should trust, you know. But yeah, I was reading the Wikipedia and it says that they both work in like a publishing house or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then she comes in and they bond because that's what we do when we find somebody else who look like us. We gotta mm-hmm. find some type of safe space. So you're like, hey, I got you, you got me. And then you hope to become friends with that person. But, you know, in a normal sense, when it's not so sinister, even then we sometimes have our conflicts, right? Where you think somebody got your back and they ain't got your back or, you know, they not the same type of Black that you be. And, you know, and so y'all don't work out the same. And so, you know, sometimes those friendships don't develop into something bigger. But sometimes your work homie be your best friend outside of work, too, sometimes. You know,
I'm telling you.
I know we still friends with some of our old coworkers from back in the gap. One of mine gave me a call the other day.
I was literally about to shout out my coworker bestie, shout out to Mikhail, because this is exactly where we were. We are fresh out of school, first job for both of us. Both of our names started with an M. We worked in the lab, and I swear to gosh, like I would get, hey, Mikhail. I'm like, I'm Mari. She would get Mari, and her name was Mikhail, which was kind of just really bad, because even though it was our first jobs together, she went to school there in that lab. Like, she went to that lab's program. So she had been around for a year before I showed up. And they were still
getting us mixed up. You look just like her, Mari. You look exactly like her. That's your twin.
Oh my God. And it got to the point where at first, like, the two of us, you could tell, like, you know, when, like, and she knows what I'm talking about. Like, you know, when it's like you kind of get mildly annoyed at the person that they're mixing you up with.
Because
it's like, if you weren't here, they would probably get my name. But then it's like, no, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So, it's not your fault.
Yeah. So at first, and then people would ask, then people would talk to us like we knew each other. Like, oh, you know, where is she from? And I'm like, what? Why are you asking me? Like, we don't, they would just act like we knew each other. So then it became like, no, we don't know each other and we're not cool. And then we just one day were like, hey. And then we're like, girl, what? And then we, you know, laid out all of our grievances and we've been best friends ever since.
And now people are like, y'all must know each other. Y'all like, we do. We really do.
Exactly. And it's like, you know,
can he be mad about it?
Begrudgingly eating lunch together.
yeah man, y'all eat lunch together, but y'all don't want to eat with nobody else anyway.
Exactly. Like, and so, like, everybody, I'm telling you, like, it, write into us, let us know if you've had that type of experience, because it happens when you are in spaces that aren't inherently meant for you. You find community where you can find it. And so I really want to see how this series takes that and kind of flips it on its head, or does it flip it on its head? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very interested. Bellamy Young, yes, Millie is in this. Any intel on the star Sinclair Daniel?
Actually, no. I've never seen this woman before in my life, and right. I was thinking, like, you know, I really like that they found what I would consider somebody who is more unknown to me, but I'm looking at her IMDb, and I'm seeing Insidious: The Red Door, which I think it came out this year. And then prior to that, she was in one episode of Bull, one episode of Madam Secretary, and one episode of a video called Canna Bitches. Okay, we're gonna put a pin in that. But it seems like she's a newcomer, which is cool, because I remember when you covered Swarm. I remember thinking, you know, that the main actress was a relative newcomer, right?
Yeah, Dominique Fishback.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been blowing up ever since. I do love that. I do love, like, giving new actresses a footing. Ashley Murray, the woman who plays Hazel, is not new to this. She's been trapped over there on Riverdale. We should probably ask Frail Mary what's going on. She played Josie over on Riverdale. So I, God, 41 episodes. I know she over there just mad.
She's
probably
tired?
Happy. She's happy that she's out of there. And she has some other credits, but she's mostly known for Riverdale, and I can't wait to see them work. And then you have the swift, deft hands of Bellamy Young, and of course Garcelle. I'm so glad Garcelle is back. Like, she is back. I love that. She was great in Survival of the Thickest, and I can't wait. I can't wait. Because she also plays some, like, from the trailer, Garcelle gave me very sinister vibes. She gave me Crab in a Barrel vibes. Like, there can only be one, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, she's like, okay, there's another Black girl here, but watch out. Because can't be too many of y'all. And, you know, there's probably some social commentary, right? Like you said, Crab in a Barrel type, you know, situation, Crab in a Bucket, you know, where it's like, I can't succeed here because you're here in my space and there can only be one of us. So we kind of have to step on each other to get there. And that's so real. That's such a real life experience, but also it's kind of sinister as well. So I want to see how that plays out. Mari, did you see another one of your favorite actors in here?
Uh-oh, which one?
Well, Mari once put me on a podcast called My Mama Taught Me, I believe.
Oh, yes.
And Langston Kerman is in this show. Langston Kerman from Insecure. Mari, I was like, first of all, I remember him from Insecure, obviously.
Yes,
but
obviously.
Now that you got me listening to that podcast, I was like, I know him. You know, like, I know him.
Yeah, he's
life.
So funny. Yeah.
He's so funny.
And then if you watched, what was it? not Grand Crew, but his other show that he wrote that got, it just got canceled. I'll think about it. It'll come to me, but it's on Peacock. The one about the car wash I told you about as well. Like, they were like, not wash.
Oh, Bust Down.
Bust Down, yes. Oh, Bust my down. God. He is so hilarious on Bust Down. Langston Kerman is amazing. He was like the resident conspiracy theorist, like Black conspiracy theorist. And it looks like he's kind of also playing that type of role here too. I don't know, but
yeah,
so glad he's a part of the team.
We've listened to this man on podcast. Like I said, Mario put me on, and Langston Kerman, if you hear he's this, so please come join us here on the Connect.
We'd
love to talk to you because this is going to be so much fun. But yeah, the cast looks great. I'm excited to see what you and Asia discuss here. I'm sure LaTanya will join you at some point. If it's cool for you other Black women, if I could just join in for a podcast or so, just to pop in to say hi and then go on about my day. But this is very exciting, Mari.
Yeah. And we spoke so much about Swarm. Cara Brown, one of the writers, was a writer on Swarm. So this is shaping up to look very good. I'm again super excited to cover it. She also wrote for She-Hulk and Grown-ish. I knew her name. Like, her name looked so familiar to me. I was like, I know that name looks familiar. And of course, Rashida Jones. So I didn't see Rashida Jones as an actress in the trailer, but it's very interesting that she's writing here. So hopefully that means we'll get a few good comedic elements as well. To balance out the sinisterness of the initial plot device, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, it looks like we're about to dive heavy into our sinister bag. These both, both of these projects coming very soon, and they're both supposed to be horror. And so, Mari, are we going to be getting into anything that's outside of the horror genre, or are we just going to be the Connect at PSR in a spooky way?
spooky. No, we will be getting out of that. Again, the whole entire series of the Other Black Girl drops September 15th. We'll start to release batch episodes that following week. Again, make sure you're subscribed to know when we drop those. And of course, we're gonna kind of go back to our music roots, and we will be covering rap shit. We will be covering the second season of Issa Rae's HBO show, Rap Shit. We were so excited. We were teased with the initial drop date. That was August 24th or something, like sometime in August. And it was cruelly ripped away from us. But it's okay, because it was due to the writer's strike, writers and actors strike. We support unions here,
We sure do.
So if we have to wait until November 9th, that's fine. And we have recorded a full preview for Rap Shit, where we break down what you need to know going into season two. So we're not going to go into much of that here. But Chappelle, how excited are you to cover Rap Shit?
I was already excited to talk about it when me and you recovered the preview. And then, of course, like you said, they pushed the day back. But now I'm even more excited to talk about it, Mari, because now we've gone and we've covered a four-part docuseries on Netflix called Ladies First, and it's about women in hip-hop. And so we got to talk about, the beginning stages of hip-hop up until now, and how women have shaped, the industry for so long. And now we get to talk about Rap Shit right after that. And so it kind of feels like we're taking a lot of stuff that we discussed and now looking at it on a Rap Shit lens. And so go back, if you haven't listened to that, please go back and check out our other Connect coverage of Ladies First, because it's a good time. You get to hear me and Mari geek out about some of our favorite rap songs and artists.
Yep.
And then be ready for when Rap Shit drops this fall. It's going to be a good time.
Yep. We'll be again, weekly coverage of Rap Shit. We'll do the preview podcast. We'll drop the week before, and then we'll drop a weekly episode every week after November 9th. So, that's going to be good. Like we said, that preview podcast, it was fun. This gives you plenty of time to watch season one. So we don't want to hear no lip. We want y'all to watch season one. Come listen to us cover season two weekly, and get into it if you haven't. Like, if you haven't watched Rap Shit, I don't know what to tell you. Like, why haven't you watched it? Go rewatch it. I know I'm gonna rewatch it. Yeah,
before. Yep. Same.
All right. So before we wrap up, Chappelle, anything else you want to tell our listeners and watchers about the Kinect on Post Show Recaps?
Yeah, the Kinect is taking requests. And so if there is something, you know, that you think that we should be talking about that we're not covering, please let us know. We want to be on top of all the more recent Black television shows and movies when they come out. But we don't see everything. You know, with our shows, they don't really promote them like in all the spaces. It doesn't get all the acclaim and the buzz that some of these other shows got. So it takes a village to make sure that we get that information so that we can bring it to you. If you have any feedback, please, by all means, you can email us at theconnect@postshowrecaps.com. So
connect at postshowrecaps.com.
Lord,
look at you adding the
it's the changeling, the changeling. You can't change. Look, anyway, connect@postshowrecaps.com to give us some feedback and give us some suggestions about what you want to talk, what you want to hear us talk about. And it could be new or old stuff. You know, there's a ton of Black classic movies that I know. Me and Mari are dying to talk about Mari's favorite movie, Love and Basketball, her other favorite movie, Love Jones, her top two. And so we got to go back and talk about those things. So we got a lot of opinions about those movies. So please let us know. And you can tweet us either at Chappelle's_show, that's at @CHAPPELLS_show, or at Mari Talks Too Much with the number two on Twitter to let us know if you want to get direct contact with us. But please go ahead and smash that like button here on YouTube, subscribe to Post Show Recaps, and you'll be seeing weekly coverage over the next few months of different Black shows. And hopefully, if you gave us some feedback, we'll be able to get you the coverage that you want to.
Yes, exactly. So, of course, the Post Show Recaps has a Patreon. If you want to help support our work, signing up makes it possible for you to bring us for us to bring you these podcasts each week. So if you're a fan of the We Got Y'all crew and you want coverage on more shows like Ladies First, Rap Shit, Changeling, The Other Black Girl, then please consider signing up at any level. And when you do, you get very special patron perks, including our lively discussion channel on our patron Discord. If you feel some kind of way about this week's episode, go tell us, you know. let us know.
Leave
a comment. Leave 5-star reviews only over on Apple. You know, we only read the 5-star ones. Leave 5-star, and then if you want to drag us in the comment, do that, and we'll read it.
But 5 stars only.
Yes, exactly. So make sure you can also go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps in order to support PSR and its podcast and its podcasters. Last week, we spotlighted a small Black business called Revel Wellness Co. Well, they have just recently launched their new website. You can go to www.revelwellnessco.com. So that's www.revelwellnessco.com. And you can enter the code PSRConnect15. That's PSRConnect15 in order to get 15% off of your purchase over there. Revel Wellness Co. Produces therapeutic puzzles that uplift women of color, and their slogan is "Find your peace with every piece." So go over there, support small Black business, and let them know that the Kinect sent you. If you have any other small Black businesses that you want us to highlight, you can always send an email to connect@postshowrecaps.com. And, you know, maybe it'll be right here. Maybe we'll highlight you right here. Again, check us out on Apple Podcasts. You can also watch us here on the Post Show Recaps YouTube page. If you want our previous coverage, you can go to postshowrecaps.com/Atlanta to listen to our Atlanta coverage. You can go to postshowrecaps.com/insecure to listen to our Insecure coverage. And of course, everything that we've done will be on the Apple Podcast link there. Okay. So Chappelle, where can the people find you? I mean, other than your Twitter, what other podcasts you got going on?
Yes. Well, here on Post Show Recaps, currently I'm preparing to talk about The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead is back again. Oh my God, it's back again. You know what I'm saying?
Did it just stop?
Look, it don't never stop. We don't ever stop on The Walking Dead coverage here on Post Show Recaps. So I will be joining Josh Wiggler, Jessica Lease, and AJ Mass to talk about the newest iteration of The Walking Dead, The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. Yeah, it's a show all about Daryl, and we're talking about it here on PSR. So check it out. Yep. Yeah, good times. And so then also on Post Show Recaps, Rob Cesarino and I have a daily Suits podcast. That's right. Every day we are covering the hit show on Netflix, Suits. Now you might be thinking, isn't that show old? It is. And we are covering every day of it because that's all people want to talk about is Suits. So you can go to suitspodcast.com and subscribe and listen to the podcast there. Or you can, of course, follow it on Post Show Recaps as well. Rob has a podcast. I'm doing this Wednesday's Big Brother Wednesday recap. So I'll be joining, the panel to talk about the most recent episode of Big Brother season 25. And then on Robert's podcast, Sasha and I are talking about Below Deck every week. Uh-huh. And so Below Deck Down Under this week, we'll be dropping an episode on Thursday. And it'll be myself, Sasha Joseph, and our special guest, Phil T. And so come check that out and listen to us talk about that and follow the RHAP Bravo Rahap Ups feed. That's a Bravo RHAP Ups feed to keep up with our Below Deck coverage. And I think that's it. So check me out in all those places and follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show. Thank you, Mari. Oh, wait, I lied. Also, Nothing But Netflix every week on Rob Has a Podcast. Rob Has a website.com/nothingbutnetflix. You can go to twitter.com/nothingbutRHAP. And every week, Rob and I are talking about a new Netflix show. And it's been a blast. So if you have any suggestions for what Netflix show you want us to watch, we cover one every week. Give us a tweet at Nothing But RHAP and let us know what you want us to talk about. Now I'm done, Mari.
Well, you can find me over on RHAP at the Crime Scene Podcast. Every week, me and Sarah Carradine bring True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP, where we review a new true crime, like documentary, docuseries, you know, anything that's true crime related. And then we kind of break it down and we give our magnifying glass ratings and we tell you if you should watch it as well. This week, we just dropped Telemarketers. It was a 3-part docuseries on HBO that basically covered the telemarketing game over like a 15-year period. It was a very interesting docuseries. It followed two telemarketers over a span of like 15, almost 20 years, where they are talking about like how telemarketing and scamming got started and like how it's evolved into a problem, you know, for it, how it steals like billions of dollars from mostly elderly people, you know, every year. So it was pretty good docuseries. Go hear what me and Sarah had to say about it. You can go to robhaslowebsite.com/crime feed in order to subscribe over there. I am doing Big Brother coverage this week. I will be on the Thursday recap show this week. So if you want to see more Big Brother coverage of me, just go follow me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much on Twitter. And that's it for me right now. Yes. Yes, it is.
You sure?
I mean, yes. Yes, it is. So thank you for joining us for me and Chappelle. Thank you for joining the Connect. And we will see y'all next week. Bye. Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.